Hello, and welcome back to Uneducated Reviews, where we typically review things that we're uneducated on, such as movies, TV shows, and maybe, even one day, products.
Ooh.
And today, we have the first animated movie we've reviewed since starting this podcast. We reviewed an animated TV show, but we haven't done a movie yet.
True.
And the first animated movie that we decided to review is The Killing Joke, which is a Batman DC-based movie. None of us have seen it, which is kind of why we went that route. And it was pretty good. It wasn't that bad. It started off a little different than I expected it to. I firmly believe that it was going to be a Joker Batman movie. But the first half kind of
definitely
wasn't. Yeah,
the first act was.
I'm a little lost on Paris Franz. I'm like, why did we do so much development with Paris and, like, this chick only for the second half of the movie to completely just phase out and
Do they introduced the movie with Batgirl and this other villain that, honestly, irrelevant to the actual story.
I think it was primarily just to set up the relationship between Batman and Batgirl.
But we know the relationship between Batman and Batgirl.
No, I mean, but for this movie, I guess, is what you mean, like, because I didn't know. I'm like, when they banged, I was like, this is a thing.
Honestly, that came out of nowhere. Yeah. For me, at least.
You didn't feel that sexual tension?
I didn't think she liked him.
No.
Yeah, she was like,
I felt it in the moment, but I also
beating
didn't.
Each other up.
I didn't think that she was just going to rip her top off. And start going at it on top of a building.
Her cowl off, and she's like,
Trigger warning for anybody.
I wasn't expecting Batman to go along.
Yeah, how did Batman allow this? Like, you gotta protect your identity, and then Ashley made a joke like, the mask stays on.
No, yeah, she's like, can we take off this mask? He's like, no, the mask stays on. What about the cape? No, non-negotiable.
Yeah. So that was kind of funny, but that threw me for a loop. I'm like, what? Yeah, at least bring it back to the Batcave.
Kind of surprising.
It was literally
bro. Batman's got a place to be. If it's happening now, it's happening now.
What I thought was super funny is that literally not even 5 minutes before this happens, she's talking about how the mayor has installed more cameras so that you can see everything in the city from anywhere. So I'm like, so you're going to be banging Batman on a rooftop for everybody to see?
I mean,
street cameras. Batman.
I'm just saying, is anyone going to believe you unless you got proof? Why not?
Setting up that OnlyFans, you know?
Exactly. Bat edition.
Ooh. But yeah, the first half of the movie threw me off because I was like, okay, I guess we're going to stay with Paris Franz for like.
I was so sure because of his bone structure. I was like, oh, is he going to be like a Joker or something?
Joker? Yeah.
Yeah, he did have like a long face.
He had like literally a Joker face. And I'm like, oh,
but
okay.
But basically, like, Batgirl or whatever is having like this power struggle with Batman, and she's like, you don't own me, but then she bangs him, and then she's like, now he's avoiding me, and he's like, nah, I'm trying to deal with the guy that's harassing, that specifically is harassing
you.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird how, like she literally is committing to the fact that, like, he doesn't own her, Batman doesn't, you know, his word isn't law, she's her own person, and she's helping him out, and they're partners
she's,
and stuff,
her whole thing was
and like, then she literally gets into a fight with him, and then she bangs him, and then it's like the topic just got put a pin in.
Yeah,
and then she's just like, well, I guess I'm not going to do this.
I only became Batgirl to get to this point, and all the bases have been.
Well,
hit.
No, the whole reason she quit Batgirl at that point is because Batman earlier talked about that point of no return.
Yeah.
That once you see it, you're going to get
scared.
She
saw it, yeah. She saw it when she was beating the shit out of Paris.
Yeah, she started fighting Perry. And
Perry the Platypus.
And
I can't make the sound. my teeth did the sound, but I didn't want to do it.
You know? Put it in your head.
Yeah.
She was punching the hell out of him, and then she just kept beating him. Batman's behind her.
Bleeding
to death. He got shot twice.
He got shanked by a piece of wood that he ripped out.
Like, get
and he got
seat.
Shot in the ankle. But he's just standing there over her, and she's just like, with bloody knuckles, and she realized, oh shit, this is what he meant. That's why she quit.
The reasoning.
The sex also helped. She's like, you ruined everything! But that was because she wanted to keep doing this, and now she's questioning it.
Yeah.
She's trying but to just not rebel,
the,
I guess.
I guess there isn't there another Batgirl. Don't like there aren't
there's
there
like
Batgirls
16
and
Batgirls and 34 yeah. Robins and
all right, there's like 4 or 5 Robins.
But one, there's like, more Batmans.
My yeah. point is
okay.
A lot.
Okay,
yeah.
I was like,
this
but yes,
just
there are more Batmans.
Part one of it.
Technically, not a lot.
Thomas Wayne, yeah. Damian Wayne, which is also his son that turns into Batman after Batman gets old.
Okay.
Then you
but
have,
yeah.
oh, what's his name? Oh God, it starts with an A.
It's okay. And it's okay.
Who?
It's all right. But as Azrael mentioned,
he takes over for Batman.
Azrael?
Yeah. Okay. So when Bane gets his bat, when Bane breaks Batman's back.
Yes, the black suit with the red wings.
Yeah, kind of.
No,
who is that?
He,
I think that isn't that Beyond.
That is Beyond.
Yeah.
But who is the kid? Who plays him? Because it's not Bruce.
That I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Azrael takes over. Batman's like, I need someone to take my place. So he trains this guy while his back is broken and is healing. He trains this guy. His name is Azrael, and he takes over as like the Batman during that time period that Batman's healing up.
And he was old at that point.
Yeah, and Azrael starts taking it to the next. But he never dressed up as Batman. He had like his own. Well,
yeah,
he had like a mechanical suit of Batman. It's like Iron Man meets Batman, kind of. It looked
yeah.
like.
Yeah, because Damian Wayne also turns into Batman. Richard Grayson turns into Nightwing.
Yeah.
Tim Drake is just Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jason Todd is also Red Hood.
Yeah. And then Azrael starts fighting the criminals for Batman, kind of as like this futuristic Batman. But then he starts killing the criminals rather than just tying them up. And Batman's like fully healed at that point. He's like, no, I can't have this. So Batman versus Azrael.
Killing people in this movie was not a, like... It completely
Batman crippled a couple people in this movie.
Literally, like
murdered.
Batman's
somebody.
Whole thing is, I'm not gonna cross the line, and you know, I'm not gonna kill somebody, and then
I'm not gonna go to the dark
he killed
side.
Multiple people in this movie.
He threw people
like,
on spikes
with no shame. He yeah, like as a trap door fell from underneath, and he caught himself with just spikes, and he took one of those small little clown people and just shoved them down
the
hole.
Hear the
And then the big guy with, like, the hammer when he's trying to get up to... He's in the carnival area. He shoots him in the face with, like, a blob that covers his mouth, his nose, everything.
Just suffocation.
And suffocates the guy. You know,
he falls immediately.
He's like, oh, he'll get it off. No, yeah. he's passed out.
That's done.
And then the big lady that was punching him, he knocked her out, slammed her face in the ground, and she got a knife to their back.
Oh, yeah, he's like, as long as I didn't kill them, I'm still clean. I'm still on the right side.
As long as they're not dead, well, I'm still looking at them.
That's right. He tosses them behind him so he doesn't have
to yeah, right?
see it. You don't see it doesn't happen.
I've never killed someone.
Yeah.
Because then he's like, yo, I've never seen anybody I touch die.
Right? It's one of those things like, have you heard like that theory? And I forgot what it's called, but it's kind of like, if you don't see somebody, they don't exist. Where like everybody's kind of like a figment of your own imagination.
I didn't see the
so
death, therefore he never died.
I can see you guys right now. I can touch you guys right now. So in my life, you exist currently. But the second I drive to go back home and I no longer see you guys no longer exist. Because I can't see you. How can I prove that you're here? How can I prove that you are, like, you are not real until
How
I see
are
you
that
again?
Person?
Like, it's...
There's
it's a theory, like I mean, I don't
there,
go that
there,
route, but I believe
that,
like there's a theory like
that.
People
with ADHD do that. It's like object permanence or something. Like it exists if I can see it, but once I put it away, like that
doesn't exist.
I'm
yeah.
watching a show that kind of deals with this right now, and I'm just kind of amazed that my life has brought this in while I'm watching the show.
But that's
like,
that's a whole universe? Thing. I. Like, I see people talking about it all the time. They're like, oh, yeah, there's two different things to it. There's one that, like, if this water bottle's here, and I know this water bottle's here, but then I put away the water bottle, I'm like, that water bottle never existed. But
yeah.
It's not in here anymore. But then there's other times where I'll, like, put away something, and, like, this water bottle I'll put away in a box within another box that I put in the back of a garage underneath a mattress and this, and then I can be like, oh, there is a water bottle. It's specifically in this, and you're like, what the fuck?
But you know what does exist?
Batman.
The Batman. And the Joker's outfit when he shot Barbara.
Oh my God!
There was no explanation to his tourist outfit.
I fucking love that. First of all, when she was walking up to that door, and she was like, yeah, it's my friend. We're going to go out for a jog, and then I'll come back. I was like, why doesn't that door have a peephole? Like, that's all I kept thinking to myself.
Like,
I was like, that door doesn't have a peephole.
Obviously, it doesn't have a peephole because they didn't draw one in.
But it did have a peephole, and then I was like, That's first dangerous. Time
I
saw
it, I thought it was Perry. I honestly thought it was Perry.
It's so funny. He's just like, Perry!
Yeah, I thought it was Paris Franz again. I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. But Joker...
No! And oh, my God! Talk
yeah, about... Because they were just talking about it. And it was the door. Obviously, I thought it was a different villain. It's going to be the fucking Joker.
Literally talking about how the dad telling him about the pale skin and the green hair would freak her the fuck out as she's opening it and she just froze.
But talk about accuracy.
I mean, he point blank there, bro. I don't know about accuracy.
There was no accuracy.
I'm just saying, he went from
he called
front.
Her before it was decided.
Like, yeah, he put the gun out to her, shot, I mean, he didn't shoot from the back, he shot from the front.
Yeah.
Shot her, walked up to his, her dad,
and beat him up, and was like,
just started making jokes like, essentially saying, well, you're never going to walk again.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry, my amusement park doesn't cater to
compared
the
compared to a library book.
And then it's like, what?
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally did. Oh, God. He's like, oh, I'd love for you to come see the show, but we don't cater to the disabled.
And oh,
like,
yeah. And then started taking off her clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a trigger warning. They kind of like...
allude.
They allude that, like... things happened, and then he goes to Batman's searching the streets for Joker, and then they kind of like also kind of like toward it, because the hookers are like, usually this is his first stop, but I guess he found somebody else.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, because he knows what happened to Barbara, so he's just like,
so I'm dressing her. Yeah. Well.
So
this is and took pictures.
Yeah.
Took pictures to the
to show her dad.
Yeah.
To
make her dad go insane,
which is crazy.
Insane in the membrane.
They didn't really explain. Insane in the brain. I guess they could have explained it like in the previous movie, because it's definitely alluded to like stuff that already happened in maybe other animated films. Okay. But when he just uses like his palm and something on his palm to change another guy to like a dead Joker.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
That's been a thing. The what? He's been developing, like, there's, I don't read the comics myself, but
I remember the, like, the, where he would
it.
Spread his own,
yeah.
like, stuff.
That's in, like, one of the fighting games, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Arkham Asylum, it's, like,
yeah.
just, like,
wait,
spreading
what
his blood and stuff
that
to
he's
create little
trying
Joker
to
people.
Create more of himself.
Yeah, but, like, you, I thought, when I watched this movie, I thought it was just, because he took something off of his hand that looked like it had a button on it, when, after
yeah. yeah, when he shook the guy's hand, that's it,
yeah.
he's dead.
I thought he was gonna do, like a stupid Joker type thing, where, like, it, like, electrocuted him, he's like, you know,
yeah.
the guy, like, shakes or whatever.
I think what it was that he had what turned him into the Joker, that vial that he fell into.
Yeah.
He probably
like
just had...
vat of acid.
Maybe falling into it and having it on your skin does something to you, but being it, you know, a potent dose into your bloodstream that does something else, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's like, oh, let me give you a handshake.
I thought it was really funny that in the middle of beating the shit out of Batman, he ripped it off again. He was like, well, that's useless again. And
yes,
I'm like, why'd you... like, I'm like, do you just keep these in your pocket? What if you triple stab yourself one day? Do you become three times the Joker? Like, what?
I think he's
I just... like, he has it on his hand when he's fighting Batman, but... does he ever really plan to use it on Batman, or was he just going to be very close?
No,
he
did
want to
use it on Batman, but, like, the way it kind of,
why
like,
don't you laugh?
Yeah, why don't you laugh? And then he's also, like, he's basically
he's
saying that him and Batman are the same, and he was, like, talking about that, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, we both are in this boat, and this and that, and Batman's like, I don't want to kill you. And I'm like, you've killed everybody else in the fucking movie. And he's like, I don't want it to come down to this. And then he's like, we are the same. And he's like, I'm not like you.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that he tried to, you know, talk it out with them. Because he knows where it was going to end.
Yeah.
I also thought
it was going to end
I
like
really
this.
Like,
but I'm trying to help you.
Has that kind of come out already? Like, it definitely in the comics and
him
stuff. But there hasn't been, like, a movie where he killed Joker, right?
And then they made that joke.
No.
I'm sorry. The end of this movie kind of, like, weirded me out.
He kind
of
kills him in the game.
He
yeah,
he
there was a
strangled?
Scene where
doesn't
yeah.
he hang?
Oh wait, no, he does.
Yeah.
He does kill him
yeah.
in the
game.
Yeah.
He fucking throws him in a vat where he disintegrates and comes back as a monster. Then he kills him. Kills him.
And then they put him in like an inferno
wait,
thing,
yeah.
like where he.
I thought that the Joker got hung at one point. By
he did, but that was fate.
Yeah,
that was fate.
Joker got jokes.
And then fucking, and then in the next game, Batman he killed the Joker, so he was. He was so implanted in his mind, I killed someone, and it had to be this guy, that everywhere he went, Joker was right there.
Yeah,
and
he just saw him everywhere.
Yep,
yeah.
An illusion the entire time.
But the
but
end of
alive.
This movie
Moving
really
on.
Really caught me, like, off guard. There's something about movies just not ending the way I expected or thought they would, that I'm just like, ugh. Like the end of the movie is them two laughing about a shitty joke that he just told.
I appreciate it.
That was a good joke. I wanted to laugh.
It was a good joke?
Yeah.
Would you say it's a killing joke?
Oh, God.
It's the killing joke.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Batman laughs, I think, proves that Batman broke.
No. The whole reason he laughed was to make him feel like, okay, you know what? All he wants is someone to care for him. He's trying to rehabilitate it. He just said it. He made a joke.
No, he seemed like he was having a good time with that joke.
No, yeah. He was laughing. He was pushing it out on purpose. But Joker's so happy. He said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And he's like, all right, well, the whole point of this is to rehabilitate us all. You're so snappy with him. Trying to make him feel comfortable.
And then Batgirl turns into fucking Wade.
Barbara Gordon is... Alright, she's always been dope.
Yeah.
She's the... What'd you say, Peggy? Is that her name? Penelope?
Barbara.
She's a Penelope of
Batgirl. Oh, yes, that's what you mean. Criminal Minds, yeah. And then Wayne is Kim Possible.
Yeah, Wade is Kim Possible. Yeah, Barbara Gordon is Penelope and Wade of Batman.
You see what...
What's the sitch?
See, this is what makes me mad about DC. Is that... At least from my perspective, they don't have any one movie starting in their universe, at least. The Batman trilogy was awesome. No, but anything in, like, their cinematic universe really hasn't been that good. I mean, Shazam was kind of fun. I like Shazam.
I fucking love Shazam.
Shazam was good. Everyone was like, oh, Aquaman's great, man. Dude, Aquaman sucked.
Yeah, I didn't like Aquaman at all. Shazam was fun. Outside of that, everything else is just kind of stale.
Although, but my whole thing is like the Snyder's cut of Injustice
is coming out, right?
Yeah.
That
and apparently that's a completely different story to what already came out. So yeah. I'm like, everyone's saying it's amazing.
Well, yeah, because they have straight up animated big names that universe.
Jesus Christ.
That they just cut out. That they probably spent millions of dollars animating.
Well, because the directors, someone close to the director got sick or something, and then he just stepped off, and another director came in, and he's like, oh, I don't like what you made.
Pretty much.
And he made Justice League, which was ass.
But, like, my whole thing is, like, okay, literally take every single scene
to prove a point
in this Killing Joke movie. Add about another 45-ish minutes to explain out some more things, a little bit more detail for people that don't know Batman's story and the Joker's story, and literally just make that the movie. Take it scene for scene, add a little bit more, add a scene here and there in between for and more
take
context.
Take a couple chunks out, too.
Yeah, for more context, and then just make that the movie, and then you're fine. Because all their animated movies, if they just took everything scene from scene in their animated movies and just made it and translated it to live action, they would be perfectly fine in the movie industry. Their movies would be so highly rated.
I don't know why they don't do that.
Is the Joker movie? Isn't that gonna be? Isn't that like canon? Weren't they making it part of the universe or something?
No. So the Joker movie that came out was meant to just solely be a standalone.
But
the movie did.
So well.
Like, they expected this movie to fail. They had no faith in this movie.
It was so good.
And this movie did so well that they're going to end up making a second part to it, which I forgot the guy that plays him. I know.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joaquin. I say Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix. And I know I told all of you guys here. But,
he's Puerto Rican, too, which is.
Joaquin Phoenix, I know I told everybody here before, but for the podcast, he's never replayed a character in his, like, 30 years of acting or 40 years of acting.
I saw that on...
Never once. He thinks it's boring to replay a character. He never once did it in his entire career. And this, the Joker character that he played is going to be the first time in his life.
He's doing it?
Yeah, okay, that good. He's going to replay a character for the first time in his entire career of acting. Which I thought was pretty dope. But if that movie continues to do well, and I know they said that this Batman movie that Robert Pattinson's doing is a standalone, and Joaquin Phoenix is going to be a standalone. But if they are good enough, I'm sure they'll find a way to connect those two and maybe keep that separate from their DC universe.
Yeah, multiverse or something?
Yeah.
That Robert Pattinson Batman is going to be fucking awesome.
Yes, listen, I have all the jokes about Robert Pattinson.
I'm not worried about the way he looks. I'm worried about... Can you execute Batman?
Yeah.
That's what I want another Ben Affleck, all right?
Exactly. I had so many issues with Robert Pattinson being Batman when I heard it for the first time. I'm like, you're telling me Twilight is going to be Batman?
No, I'm telling you this. Mr. Glow in the Sun.
Mr. Glow in the Sun's Batman? This is stupid. And then I saw the trailer, and I am fully on board, completely had my mind changed.
I am very excited.
That Robert Pattinson is doing this because he looks like he can do it justice.
Is one of the most memeable people I've ever seen online. Like, there are so many pictures and so many moments, like clips and shit, that just appear, and I'm just like, that's fitting.
Yeah, I mean, he's made it known, openly known, like, that he hated that he was in Twilight.
But I just, I love the brown tracksuit that he's in up there. So that's my favorite picture of him.
Me, Priscilla, and my mom watched a movie, Tenet. We watched Tenet together. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you anything about that movie because I was thoroughly confused the whole time. It was like Inception times three. I'm like, what is happening? Time's moving forward, now time's moving backwards, but then this on this side of the room it's not, and on this side of the room it is, and they're trying to do this. I didn't know what it was doing. All I know is that Robert Pattinson was in that movie, and the scenes that he was in, he did good. I liked it.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Jim Gordon got really fucked up in this movie.
Joe Quinn.
Oh my god. You saw naked pictures of your daughter that's now paralyzed.
And they ran him through so many times. He's going crazy.
And the Joker's singing to him.
They only ran him through the once.
No, but the pictures repeated.
Oh, yeah, the images. But that was wild.
And he's naked.
So part of me was a trigger warning. A part of me was like, okay, did the Joker take advantage of her? Or did he just... Probably. Or did he just undress her and just create a scene...
I would say yes to both. Yes, he did do it, and yes, he didn't do it.
Because right before he does it, she's like, why are you doing this? And he literally says, to prove a point. And I'm like, what kind of
shit? I think it's definitely up to how you perceive the Joker. If you think, like, if you have an image of him...
He wants the to create a scene to fuck with people, but I don't think he would do it.
And that's one perspective, and I don't know if he lastly falls in the category of doing it either, but then there's another perspective where the Joker, again, just fucking wants bonkers. To see the world burn, and he's like, if I have to do this to mess with Jim Gordon and get to the Batman, I'll do it. He has no problem with that. So I could also see a world in which he does do it, but I think they kind of leave that aspect up to what you want to happen.
I think he did, because in the song, he mentions it.
Mm-hmm.
He mentions it blatantly in the song.
Oh, there's a musical number.
Yeah, honestly, kind of catchy.
It was a straight banger.
Yeah. I guess in more ways than one, I guess.
No. Oh, no. That's interesting.
But yeah, no, Jim Gordon, I feel bad. Like, yeah, they only ran him through that tunnel once for that. But they ran him through that tunnel multiple times.
Yeah.
They did the play there. They did a play, too, which is... very stupid.
They were like, oh, will you uphold the law? And the
wolf man started talking. I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And then as soon as he throws the book, it's Batman. He's like, oh, we were talking about your friend.
But he realized, book, like, what he means.
The book is literally a book that at the top says
the law.
The law.
Listen, the Joker's a very simple person. To get his point across, he doesn't need that much.
Yeah, no.
I didn't like the backstory that they had going on there. They're like, it was a one in a million chance of my wife dying while pregnant because of an outlet.
They didn't show her.
But that's the thing, is that the Joker doesn't have a true backstory. He has like 17 different origins.
Yeah. He has the one that he falls in the thing and he turns. That one's cemented.
Yeah, that's like the main one. But like,
I think
that one's like the main one that people like to go with.
That's the creation of him, though.
Like, that's the main theory. Like that, everyone believes that's the one that really happened. But like, no one knows his name. Like, he doesn't have a name. Like, he's Joker. Hear it.
Like we were saying, Paris Franz.
That's stupid name. What parent is like? My last name is Franz. Let's name him Paris.
He said Paris, I couldn't stop thinking about Paris from like. Oh fuck! What's
Hilton?
That? That's what I was going to say. The book about the war and shit, Achilles' heel. Shit.
Oh my god, Priscilla read Achilles' heel?
I could not stop thinking about that fucking Paris and how much I hate Paris.
Listen, Priscilla read the book of Achilles, or the song of Achilles, and it's a book. Ooh. Homegirl was...
I feel like it's funny.
Distraught.
I was talking about Troy the other day.
Reading the book. She's like, I know what happens, and I know when I get there, I would be crying. Little do you know, she was right. what else?
I mean, it is a short movie. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's only an hour and 16 minutes. Probably less if you want to count credits
and stuff. Then, like, you know, for the title and for the objective of the movie, you really only need to watch the second half.
Yeah, the first half really was just...
The first half had its bits that I was like, this is okay, but if, like...
I think it's to make Barbara's...
Yeah, it was about Barbara's thing, but my thing was, like, why are you creating a whole story here, but it's not continuing?
I think it's just so that way you feel something for her when she gets shot.
Yeah, I mean...
I loved her work friend, her work colleague.
Oh, the college guy? I mean, the library guy?
She's over here, she's like, yeah, no, yoga. Yeah, he's my yoga instructor. And then he's like, oh, well, girl, get someone, do this, do that. And then she's like, it's not that simple, and blah, blah, blah. And then she sleeps with him, the whole thing happens, and then his line... The last line we see him with is, and here I thought the gay scene was a mess or something. And then he walks out, and I was like, you can't just leave with that banger and never show up again.
Listen, that's a mic drop moment. That's what's a better time to leave.
It was wildin'. I loved him, though. He was great. His eyes, though, out of all of them, his eyes, why? His eyes looked the creepiest throughout the entire thing, and he's not a villain.
Yeah,
I feel like they just didn't put a lot of detail in it.
Yeah, there was no emotion behind those eyes.
But
what's that?
Expository.
That movie.
For the most part, that is the movie. I mean, like I said, short, simple, straight to the point. Mm-hmm. It does its job. It was well, I guess, directed.
I feel like they should have had more. If I'm being honest,
yeah,
this should have been way more.
But I think that's also what we come to expect with our two and a half hour movies.
Yeah,
not even
two,
that.
It
was just
movies.
Like there was a lot of. Filler. There was just a lot. Like, when you think about it, how much of it actually was action in Batman?
Well, I mean, I don't think Batman's typically action for the most part. He's more a detective guy.
Yeah.
He fights. He can fight.
But he's investigating.
I think it was more like a moral dilemma.
But the thing, I also didn't see that much investigation. I saw two or three crime scenes. That's it.
Yeah. I think this movie
Batman
was mostly...
Because Batman did it all on his own.
Exactly.
While Batgirl was having her crisis of, like, what am I? What is this?
Story building.
Yeah.
Because
I guess that's
because, again, he was like, get the fuck out of here. Clearly, Paris, France is once again in those pantalones. And then the whole thing.
I mean, it was good.
You saw him investigating the moment he knew Joker was out, though. He was
Once it became his problem, he's like, oh, wait. Hold on. I'm going there myself.
Also, how long was Joker out? The fact that somebody impersonated him, wore a wig, powdered themselves white, and was just sitting in his cell, and you're like, okay, but how long has this been happening?
Long enough for him to get a deal on a theme park.
Yeah,
and
but he was also talking about alter
the TVs and the screens, prepare a musical number.
I guess.
And
but
have all of the carnies also know the number.
So I'm like, okay, is this where Paris Franz, like, his part came in? Is he the one funneling the money? Because the whole first half of this movie was Paris wanting to take all his uncle's money and all his stuff, so he was, like, hacking things and pulling money out and doing all this stuff. So when Joker said, I've come into the money, I'm like, Paris?
Probably. He probably, I would say I'd give him like a week. Probably like a week. Like, seems like a good enough time for the Joker.
That's wildin'. But it is what it is.
But, Miss, it is what it is. If you had to rate this movie, how would you rate it?
It wasn't very eventful for me. So, it was a good watch. So, I'd give it like a 8. Yeah, an 8.
Miss Zoe?
I mean, I'm kind of indifferent to it. I didn't like it, did not like it. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a 5 out of 10.
It's not her scene.
Mr. Can.
No, it's Miss.
Miss Mr.
Nope. I've seen better Batman animated films. This one's okay. I'm going to give it a 6 if I'm rating it along all the other ones. It's a 6. I'll watch it because it's Batman.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't watch it, like, again. Like, just, I'll just be like, oh yeah, there's that weird watch. Batman movie with not a lot of, like, staying on the same topic plot. I'd probably go with, like, a 6 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I would probably give it a 7 out of 10. Probably like a 7 out of 10, just because this storyline, The Killing Joke, is one of, like, the most popular, famous, loved storylines of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah. Like people love this story for the fact that it's one of the only full potential origin stories for the Joker. That's why people love it so much. That there's so much hype behind it that I know of. That when I watched it, I understood it, but since it was only half of the movie, it caught me off guard as to why it's so beloved.
You were like, this is weird, and then as soon as it happened, you're like, oh, well, that's yeah, familiar.
Because the first half, I'm like, I know I suggested this one for this week because we haven't seen it, but I assumed that this storyline was strictly Joker-Batman.
Yeah, the beginning, again, just first act was weird.
It kind of threw me off. But yeah, I'll give it a 7 because, I mean, it wasn't bad. It was fine.
I don't usually watch comic movies, and this one was, like, a good middle ground. Yeah. The only thing that really caught me off guard was, like, what the fuck is Joker doing to this woman?
Whatever he wants, because he's the Joker. Looking for his Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my god.
Yeah, there's some better, they way get
to
better
the,
ones.
They get to, the, like, the asylum, or the prison, I guess. Not the asylum. And, it like, there's a blonde lady at the front desk. I'm like,
that's Harley? Her! That's yeah. her!
But then I realize, like, this takes place after a lot of other stuff happens, so I don't even know if she's, like...
It's Harley.
Okay. She's already
yeah.
a done.
Yeah, she's already there. There was a picture of Harley up there when he was looking at the pictures in the back.
Oh, that's
yeah.
fucking hilarious.
She was up there, right next to Jason Todd, like... Yeah.
But with that, that's a review of The Killing Joke, Batman.
We hope you enjoyed.
We hope you enjoyed.
Keep the mask on.
Keep the mask on. Where is she? Where is she? I am the law.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.